Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Hey you, ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
should've waited. How could you ever doubt me? When I stood by you proudly, I would've gave my last breath. Now you can't breathe without me.
Chime in, but I want you to start this thing off tonight. What do you place value in? How do you define value, first and foremost? How do you find it?
It depends. If we're talking about what you were referencing on what women place value in for men, if we're going to keep it specifically on body parts and the body, how do I define value? I define it without number, because you can't place a value on my body or my life, because I didn't create it, therefore I can't tell you how much it's worth. So
have you always felt that way? Have you always felt that way about your body?
I'm going to say, to be honest, no. But now I know better, so I do better.
Absolutely. I like to hear that.
So, but, yeah, I mean, I can say at some point in my life, it did have a dollar figure on it, depending on, you know.
Hey, how much was it? How much was it?
Oh! I mean, it didn't have no one specific number. It'd be thousands and thousands of dollars. Because I'm going to need you to buy this and get this, pay for this, and do all this. You know what I'm saying? But now you can't put a dollar figure on it, because there's nothing that you could do. There's no amount of anything that you could do or give me to make me give it up unless I want to.
Right.
So
right. Now, let me ask you this. You said you used to feel that way. Was that during your teenage years, your early 20s? When did that perspective shift, when you stopped putting a dollar on your body parts, you know, for a trade-off?
I'm going to be honest. Actually, that was my early teens, 20s. It was after I had my daughter, and I realized the importance of myself, and I didn't want my daughter to think that, you know, to learn from me that you could put a value on it. So I had an awakening, basically, when I got pregnant, and, you know, and just everything else that I had to realize as far as bringing another life into this world and my responsibility. And those are just some of the things that, you know, me praying and asking, you know, different questions and asking for help on, you know, how do I direct another life. That was one of the things, that you can't put a value on it. It's invaluable. And because I didn't create it, only the person who created can put a value on it. There's no market value, no face value. You know, I can't give it to somebody and accept $5,000 for it and say we have an even exchange. And that's something I'm going to be able to teach my daughter, that she, you know what I'm saying, she is no value that you can put on her life. She's invaluable, and only God can tell her how much she's worth. So I had to understand that first myself.
What do you value most today, January 5th, 2011?
My daughter and my relationship with Christ.
Awesome.
I can keep going, but those are the two main things.
What you say? I'm sorry.
I said those. I can keep going, but those are the two main things.
No doubt. How do you define value, and how do you measure it? What do you value most as we've stepped into a new year? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Well, this is a throwback right here. This is Ganga Lee, Mysterious and Scratches. Right back to you, Muhammad Radio Live.
You know, a lot of people think that they know me. They can peg me in a particular class or category, you know. I choose to let you in when I want to let you in. Not that this is the time that I'm going to let you in. So, just a little bit. Sneak peek. Check it out. Come
hey,
on.
Yo. From day to night, night to day, I keep it moving, y'all. Ganga Lee will always be a legend while they fall. So much love for the unjust, it's crazy now. Makes you want a gun bust? Hear your anus now. But I fall back, take a look at Remy Ma. Not the road to travel if you're trying to be a star. They test my virtue though on every last interview. They fuck my name up on the double X music review. Still you ask Ganga, why you trotting on? Cause long after breath, I would have a song for those folks, those people with those jokes. And my mom's in the UK, who prays for me with much hope. running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. And so I choose to be. Regardless of tactics, I can't get rid of me. You wait to get on while we blow through charts with ease. Next time you see me, you greet me on bended knee. I remain a mystery. Hey yo, what the hell you asking me? Hey yo, we bloom all day. The sun will bright like sun rays.
Behind these shades, I remain a mystery. Nip lines, shattered body dipples, and he cups seeds. Niggas really dating press to get to know me. I'm the DJ, she's a rapper, so blow me. Niggas really got a nerve to question me. With a tight fitted on, and I don't mean the Yankees. Loose lip, Perez Hilton talking chips. Say whatever to get the people tuning in. I watch how they mouth trash your name as you win. To the haters, God bless you for going in. You keep the people talking, they're hungry for a story. I'm starving for this money, a 9-to-5 bores me. For a quick buck, people in your own camp will give you up. Even 5-0 is getting some. Look how that pickery on a face turned up. Or Swiss Keys infidelity posted up. And how niggas start beefing, get their sales up. R&B chicks nude with their cameras. I remain behind my name. Behind these turntables, I stay. And I shall remain.
It's so sweet to be. So what the hell you asking me? See, that's your problem. You running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. And so I choose to be. Regardless of tactics, y'all can't get rid of me. You wait to get put on while we blow through these charts with ease. Next time you see me, you greet me on bended knee. I remain a mystery. Yo, what the hell you asking me? Huh? We bloom all day. The sun real bright like sun rays. The very best. The only thing that relieves my stress is my mic, my pen, and my turntable-less. Plain and simple love. You just don't have the gift. On the other hand, I do, so watch my spit. Lots of heads wanna hate, oh, I hate me so. I'm just a black woman doing it international. At times I admit, I don't think rational. A lot of heads like to use the word dramatical. I'm broken down to the very last compound. See how it sounds when Gonga quotes the world renowned. Been in love with hip hop since Sugar Hill. Original Black Mamba before Kill Bill. I remain the mystery. Yo, what the hell you asking me? We bloom all day. They shine real bright like sun rays. So I'm a mystery. And that's the way I choose to be. Because y'all running around and don't know. I own the label, the publishing, and the studio. Yeah, that's what we choose to be. As long as the tactics, you can't get rid of me. You waiting to get on while we blow through trust with me. The next time you see me, just greet me on bended knee. Cause I remain a mystery. All this question, what the hell you asking me? Just remember this, we bloom all day and shine real bright like sun rays.
WHAC Ganga Lee, Mysterious and Scratches is the name of that jam. It's 10:20 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's 10:20 out in Massachusetts. Man, I just want to pause to let you all know that there was like a tragic situation out in Nebraska that was reported today. So I don't know if it happened last night or today. And CeeLo, I don't know if this is a part of entertainment news at all, but the principal along with a vice principal killed to death, shot at school.
No. What? Are you serious?
Do me a favor. Somebody just jump on it right now, drill down. And throughout this program tonight, let's talk about it. And that'll be a topic coming up, I'm sure. Tonight's topic on this Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, January 5th, 2010, premiere week. We're back. How do you define value, and how is it measured? When we talk about value, just the idea of a principal and a vice principal shot at school, where are the values? Where's our value system? Where's the respect?
Right. It's like, you know, and that's the crazy thing. It's like we send our children to school, and they already have to deal with enough from peer pressure. And it does seem that, you know, like our parents used to say back in the day, oh, it wasn't like this when we were growing up. And we can probably totally understand at this point because how our children are growing up isn't how we were growing up. And they're faced with a lot of things early on. So when the head of your school is killed, it's like, okay, now what? Now how do we reach out to these children? You know what I'm saying? Did they shoot them because
it's a lot to deal with.
Right, it's just like, really, I mean, how much pressure can we really put on our babies? Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to find out as much as I can, though, on this.
Yeah, drill down on it. I wanted to put that out there, at least so that we could talk about it in the second hour. How do we define value, and how do we measure it? I'm not talking about the Webster's definition of the word value. We know value ultimately is associated with relative worth, like merit or importance. But how do you define value? We started off the top of the show talking about body parts. Body parts, I think, is real because at the end of the day, I'll speak for manhood. Our body parts defined our manhood. So the question is, you know, what happens to those young men that really don't have body? They're like puny, wimpy, will always look that way. It won't change. Does that mean that they won't ever be able to measure up? No. We got to take the value off of what we look like, you know, what we have. And at the end of the day, it's about, you know, what's really going on long term. You know, who do you care about? Who are you helping? Tonight, how do you define value? How do you measure it? Join us, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Go right ahead. Live from VA.
Oh, hey, okay, look. So I want to say this. I misunderstood when we discussed, you know, the topic, because my response initially was take the value off of notoriety and place it on self-worth. Because it's like as teenagers, it's like everybody wants to be, or you're pushed to want to be something and want to be known, and it seems like the only people that are successful or happy are the people who are known.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, it's like, you know, and I'm glad I learned it early on, but like that's where a lot of people fall into the being a follower deal. You know what I'm saying? Because of notoriety being held at a higher value than self-worth. They can tell you, you know, how to be pretty and what to do to make you attractive and all that stuff, but the children aren't, or people aren't told, you know, well, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. It really does matter about your inside. Because if your internal is off balance, it doesn't matter what your face looks like, because cuteness runs out real fast if you're stupid. You know, it really does.
Yeah.
That's all I say about that.
I mean, you know what it comes down to, in my opinion? It comes down to, and you just said it, you know, directly and indirectly, purpose. It really comes down to purpose. What is your purpose? Do you have a sense of purpose? Do you feel as if you are contributing to society? Are you a productive member of society? Because the only way to contribute is to be a productive member. And for those who may not understand that, get with it. But right now, I'm not talking to you. Folks, for those who are truly trying to take it to the next level, really trying to help somebody, you know, you got to evaluate what you are really motivated by and surrounded by. Because, again, we talked about it on Sunday night. Association brings about assimilation. And what that really means is if you hang around people long enough, you'll become like them.
Without even noticing it, though. And you'll be able to pick out what you hate about them, and 9 times out of 10, you have that same exact trait, and you don't like it about yourself.
Association
brings about assimilation. And if you want to really drill down, go deep, just look up association and assimilation, and you'll be okay. How do you define value? How do you measure it? CeeLo.
Yes. I know my purpose in life now, though. I can say that. Can I start with that? My purpose in life is to be a blessing to people. That's my purpose in life. And I figured that out.
That's an awesome revelation.
Yeah, but it's like one of those, I saw it, but I didn't really claim it. Because what I realized, and I'm telling you this was all within the last couple of weeks, I realized I didn't think I was good enough.
And why was that?
I didn't think I was good enough because of, you know how like you're in a cycle, but you don't know you're in a cycle? I was in a cycle.
Absolutely.
It was crazy because I was in more than one cycle, though. And I was really excited a couple of years when I knowingly broke these cycles, but didn't think about the cycle that I was still in. So it was a couple of cycles that I had to break. And I think I broke this last one, though, because I realized that I really am here to be a blessing to people. And that's why I'm positioned, and it may seem like I don't know what I'm doing. It's because I keep being picked up and placed in certain situations to bless people. And when it was verbalized to me by more than one person that I didn't even think that I had, you know, an effect on them, that was like one of those, it was a revelation. That's what I'm here for, and that's what I've always been here for. But now I know why. Yeah.
What do you value most right now?
I value my family more so than I did before. Because I separated myself from my family. Not they separated them from me. So, yeah.
Right.
I value family more.
Awesome. Stand by for me. It's 10:28 in New York City. It's 10:28 out here in Miami. It's Wednesday, January 5th. Tonight's topic, how do you define value and how do you measure it? What do you put value most in? Coming up, finance. We'll be right back.
Ready? Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back guns, ridiculous.
Okay.
Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back guns, ridiculous.
Well, I wrote my first rhymes back in 1989. This was around the same time when Mike Tyson was in his prime, talking cash, but didn't know what guap was about. 20 years later, I'm the one that's knocking them out. Ever since a juvenile, I always had stupid style. I knew what they did, what I said would make my mama super proud. Knew my shit's mean, even when I was 16. I was on the scene, making niggas look like Mitch Green. Devastating when that mic is in my clutches. Not a man that can stop me, not even Buster Douglas. The critics say I got the flow of the year. Fight my style the same way he did Holyfield in. They goofy kid and I'm low clips with mittens. Hey, Mr. Stickin', I'm robbing you.
Give it up.
Give up the bling or I'ma let that thing ring. I'm a don, I'm a king, I should make you kiss the ring.
Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back guns, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back guns, ridiculous.
Yeah, you better eat your Wheaties, cause y'all rappers is pushed off. For the legacy was dumb nights as a rookie. Top notch verses, don't front the word sick, cause I'm nice like going first round, third pick, right? I don't think that y'all understanding me. I am Michael Jordan, Carmelo Anthony. Reduce my goals to a level of non-existence. It's gotta be the shoes, I elevate on competition. Wrestles on my feet, you gotta say the boy fly. Could do it with bats, so we could do it with the fourth. Why? Don't start bitching when you see that full clipping. Just get the difference, that's what you get for bullshit. And even as an old man, I'ma still be spitting. When it's all said and done, they gon' say I was a wizard. Woo. Precise when I pivot, all-star every trip. No bricks, but watch what I do to these niggas.
Get it? Wrong night. nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, bad guns, ridiculous.
Okay.
Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, bad guns, ridiculous.
Shit, I do it, B.I.G. I'm the king of making it pop with P.Y.T.s. I want that pussy so bad, when I get it, I'm a killer. Spent the stack at the mall, just so I could thrill her. Now, I can't tell if she black or white. Eyes green, hips mean, man, that ass is right. Asking me about Billie Jean, I hit it, she not my lover. That kid is not my son, ma. I use the rubber, don't mistake me for a sucker. Toast and suck near the genital. Three-piece suit, all white, a smooth criminal. Woo. I'm conceited, cause I got a reason. The flow is undefeated, tell my mother niggas beat it. I'm bad, and I'm also hood. Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. So let's get this understood. I want to send them jeans, spend some dollars just to holler. Now I'ma make it scream.
Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, bad guns, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, bad guns, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, bad guns, ridiculous. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, bad guns, ridiculous.
TM Hammond Radio Live, like Mike. That's my dude, Bone Brigante. It's 64 degrees in Tampa. It's 35 degrees in Norfolk, Virginia. Well, we got our girl Sonya on the lines with us. What's going on, Sonya? Live from VA tonight.
How you doing?
What's going on, mama? How do you define value? How do you measure it?
I can't really measure it. It really doesn't have a measurement to it. I define value by my experiences, what I've been through in life. I mean, my value is whether it was good or bad, I appreciate everything. I value all of that because that makes me who I am today.
Absolutely. What do you value most, specifically as we've come into 2011? Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. I value my children. I mean, because my family isn't the closest that it can be, but I can break that cycle within my household with my children and show them how a family is supposed to be versus to how my family is and just the negativity. I don't want them around that.
Awesome. Awesome. Angel Davis, who was with us, Angel Davis is an author. She's a chief executive editor of Into You magazine. Folks, log on www.intounonline.com. Into You Online. What I was going to say, Sonya, is the young lady was talking about keeping yourself surrounded by positive people and leaving the negative in 2010 and just always surrounding yourself and associate yourself with positive people. So I commend you for not just doing that for self, but also doing that for your kids to keep them strong and to keep them positive. Hey, stand by for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you are in tune to TM Hammond Radio Live. I am here live, Hack Inc. Studios, Tampa, Florida, all the way live from Newark, Delaware, with our finance segment. It's Toys.
Sunday, we touched on your 2011 financial resolution. So this evening, I just wanted to touch on 7 steps to making and keeping your credit and debt goals. You know, how often do you usually set a goal and then you don't accomplish it? So, you know, if you're working to repair your credit or pay off your debt, you know, work towards it for a few months, and then, you know, like I said, a lot of times we forget about it. You know, it's easy to push goals to the side, especially when they seem like they're unattainable. But if you have the right approach, you know, you can reach any goal. You just have to make sure that you actually take the time and the necessary steps to do that. So first, just set your goals the right way. You know, setting a vague goal like I want better credit is really just asking for trouble. You know, what do you mean by you want better credit? You know, when you set a goal, just make sure you're specific and realistic about it. You know, a better goal instead of just saying I want better credit would be I want to improve my credit score from, you know, 600 to 650 in 6 months. That way you know exactly what you want and you know when you want to have it. So you can work harder towards that goal. Another thing you want to do is make sure you break down the goal into steps. You know, to reach a goal, you'll need to take specific actions, you know, and an action plan is, you know, like a roadmap towards your goal. You know, without it, you can get lost. So in order to actually reach your goals, it's probably best if you break it down into steps. And, again, be specific. You know, step one, bring delinquent accounts to date. Step two, work with creditors to lower interest rates. Step three, pay off balances one at a time, you know, starting with the lowest interest and so on. So make sure when you set your goals, you write down your goals and break them down into steps. Make sure you make a timeline. You know, part of making goals specific is including a deadline. You know, if you say you're going to do something, but you never say when you want it done, we all know it can just go on and on and on, and the task is never completed. So make sure you make, you know, a timeline. Again, just remember some things can be done in a day where other tasks may take months, but, you know, make a specific deadline for yourself for all of your goals. Make sure you write down your plan. You know, when you put your goal in writing and place it where you'll see it regularly, it's, you know, a constant reminder that it has to be done. So make sure that you write your plan down. Track your progress. You know, since you've written your goal down, it's easy to update your progress and, you know, make sure you track your progress and you're staying on course, so you're not getting off track. So just make sure you track your progress and keep up on the things that you're supposed to be doing. If necessary, tell someone, you know, that way that person can encourage you and they can also hold you accountable if for some reason you're not sticking to your plans. You know, so tell someone. You may even want to work with a relative or a close friend who may also be having financial problems. That way you guys can share and compare experiences, which may help, you know, may help you. And if you're going through something that won't help you and that may hinder your progress, you know, you guys can work through that as well. So, you know, tell someone or maybe work with someone. And then lastly, celebrate your success. You know, you don't have to wait until you reach your goal, you know, to celebrate. You can just give yourself a pat on the back by every time you reach a certain goal and you complete that task. You know, put a little bit of money to the side. And then once you've completed all your tasks and you reached your ultimate goal, just reward yourself with whatever it is you want to do using that cash that you put to the side. You know, if you have something that you're working toward, a lot of times people are motivated to actually get the job done. So just remember, when you're getting out of debt, it's not an easy thing to do, and staying debt-free is really harder to do. You know, once you get out of debt, you're always tempted to go back to your old ways. So just be sure that you use the learning experience of getting out of debt as a motivator to spend money wisely and use your credit wisely in the future as well.
Hey, you, ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live. Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Sierra is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.sierra.com. Foresight.sierra.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Sierra.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now shorty keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. Popping up at the crib unannounced. Doing everything just to be around me. She's a stalker. Shorty, she's a stalker.
I guess the wood's good, huh? Go figure, that's why they call me Wood. She a go-getter, sleeping in the wood. Sneaking through the hood, no quitter. Shorty follow me like Twitter. Never seen a sister so obsessed and I'm so stressed. Yes, I guess I got her sprung out. The way you stick my tongue out, that's why shorty dumb out. She dumb out. I see somebody peeping through my window. While I'm sleeping, she creeping to get my info. I never really knew what I was in for. I should've never knocked her down like Kimbo. Like the way I lay you down, she a nympho. She know more about me than all my kinfo. Said I'm the only one she care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. Back at the crib on the house. Doing everything just to be around me. Yeah. She's a stalker. Shorty, she's a stalker.
She's like a private investigator. With my privacy, she keeps surprising me. Hey, day when I hop up in that driver's seat, like MJ, always feel like somebody's watching me. Hiding in the bush with binoculars, is it cause I'm popular? Why she keep popping up? Like the paparazzi, just can't get enough. In the hot seat, ain't no stopping her. Now she camping out outside the telly. Sex after sex, blowing up my celly. What happens next, can somebody tell me? I see it's getting hot in her like Nelly. Really, Billy and me being a true jock. Open her jukebox, now she on the rooftop. Who stops? Said I'm the one you care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. Got the crib on the house. Doing everything just to be around me. Yeah, she's a stalker. Shorty, she's a stalker. Oh,
is she popping up by the crib? Never told her where you live. That's for shorty is. Messages just to get the biz, just for shorty is. Now she's sending gifts to your dog, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost. If she popping up by the crib, never told her where you live. That's for shorty is. If she leaving tons of messages just to get the biz, just for shorty is. Now she's sending gifts to your dog, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost.
Hyman Radio Live.
Thanks for joining us this evening on this hump day Wednesday. We're here trying to help you make it through the middle of the week, make it to the
yes,
end of the week. Yes, this
almost
evening we're talking about, yes, how do you define your values? How's it measured? TM, what's important to you? What's valuable to you? How do you measure your values? What do you think?
My family. My family, first and foremost. You know, God, I think, definitely all up in there. But family for me is just like is of utmost importance. And then I think the friends that I have, I value as well. Because, you know, relationships mean something to me. I'm not just in relationship with anyone. There, it has to be a purpose, you know. So that's really what I put value on. I put value on more so relationships, more today than any other time. You know, as a business owner, trust is important. Trustworthiness is important. You know, character is important. You know, which means integrity and all of those things that go along with it. So, you know, trust, I think, and relationships, I think. That's what I kind of switch it to. And then I like money and cars and clothes, and I'm focused on my career. And, you know, all those things are valuable to me. I think I answered the question. Toya, how do you define value? What do you value the most in 2011?
I would have to say really my relationships, relationship with God, my family. I have a small, close-knit family, so my family and then my relationships with my closest friends. Don't have a lot of them, and the few that I do have, I love them just like they're my family. So that's it. I've never been, you know, never put a lot of value on money. When I was younger, you know, my teenage years, early 20s, I was always around people who had money. Money was never a big thing to me. So I can't even say money and all of that. Now, of course, everyone needs money to get things that they want and need, but I wouldn't say that I value money. I more so value the people that I have in my life. And I'm, you know, trying to work on being able to do more things for those people and for people that, you know, may not necessarily be in my life that may I may, you know, cross paths with, you know, try to do more for me, you know, for people. But definitely my relationships.
Right. I know we can't speak on behalf of the country. We don't try to. But what we do try to is to bring about perspective that stimulates thought. That's going to drive you to want to improve your quality of life. And tonight we're talking about how do you define value? You know, how do you measure it? Sonia out of Virginia said tonight that you can't really measure it. It's not something that can be measured, but she told us how she defined it and she told us what she most valued. Thank you for calling in, Sonia. Thank you for rearing your children in the way that they should go, surrounded by positivity. Folks, association brings about assimilation. You got to surround yourself with positive people. Toya, I know, again, we can't speak on behalf of everyone, right? But where should our true value be placed in order to really prosper long term, right? And it doesn't necessarily deal with, let's take spirituality out of it, totally.
Mm-hmm.
And it just
okay.
being strictly about decisions and just making good decisions, right? When it comes
right.
to morals and morality and values, which would you say that morality and values are on the incline, are right about where they've always been, or on the decline in America?
I think it's on a decline. That's unfortunate, but I do think it's on a decline. I think that, you know, more, you know, values are very important. If you think about it like this, if you were to die tonight, what would people remember you by? You know, people usually don't remember you by, you know, what you have, you know, monetary things. People usually remember you by, you know, what you've done for other people, what type of influence you had on other people, the type of person you are. So, you know, morals and values they should play the biggest part in your life, because those things help shape who you are, and who you really are as a person is what people remember you by. So I don't think it should be, you know, about money and, you know, materialistic things, what you have and, you know, what you can get, and not necessarily what you can do for people as far as money is concerned, but what you can do to help better someone's life, you know. So I think it should be about morals and values, but I don't think that it is about morals and values right now, because if it was, we wouldn't hear about all the crazy news reports that we do, you know, even like the one you brought up earlier about the teacher, I'm sorry, the principal and assistant principal being killed, you know, so definitely it's on a decline. I would say it's on a decline.
Yeah, definitely. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Where should our true value be placed in order to generate long-term success? You know, value is relative, you know, based on beliefs, culture, and experiences, in my opinion. Just my opinion. Again, values, to me, you know, they're relative based on beliefs, experiences, and your background, you know? Your culture makes a difference. So sometimes we see things differently just based on our beliefs. And it's okay. It doesn't mean that you're right, you know, or I'm wrong, or I'm right and you're wrong. It means it is what it is, you know. But what's the right thing according to what we just know as humans, as Americans, right? Some things just come down to black and white, right and wrong. And again, sometimes how you see it is a little skewed. So we're open. It's about just learning from one another and making better decisions. We may not make the same decisions, but we have to make better decisions based on what we knew when you learn things, because knowledge is power, and you're held accountable for what you know. You're held accountable for what you know. The biggest challenge right now, Toya, you said value, the value system's on the decline. Why is that? What do you think our biggest challenge is? Why is that?
Because I think people put more focus on things that aren't really important. Like I said, I think people are so concerned with what other people think about them based on what they have, opposed to
right.
who they are as a person. So, you know, when you start, if you value the wrong things, you know, people look at you, you know, for what it is that you value. They don't really see you. And I think, you know, people place too much focus on things that really aren't important. You know, materialistic things, that's a big thing. People think that what they have, the car they drive, the money they have in their pocket or in the bank, that defines who they are. And it's not. It's not the things that you have. It's not, you know, monetary things. And I just think that people focus too much on that and how they look to people on the outside opposed to what it should be, which is the person themselves. I mean, if people were more focused on, you know, good morals and values and helping each other, I don't think it would be a problem. It would be on incline or steady opposed to being on, you know, the decline. So,
wow.
I think a lot of people put more faith and value in other people than they do themselves. Because I was having a conversation with some females last night, and it was like, you know, all three of them, you know, place high value in their men. And I mean, like, to, you know, like the extra catering and everything they
What's
do
wrong with
is
that?
For their. There's nothing
no, I don't
wrong
think
with
wrong
it.
With that.
I mean,
hey,
yeah,
hey,
now,
hey,
is that
okay?
I mean,
it's,
but are they
not
actually
wrong
putting...
unless it's
what?
All they do. You know what I'm saying? Now, I will say this: that no, the women that I was speaking with, they were giving me a perspective of the women who cater to their men, but the men deserve it.
If
okay?
I work, I deserve it.
You think they're not just
right.
trying to strengthen? You don't think they're just trying to strengthen their relationship? They may just be working on a personal relationship with that person.
I wasn't downing
them.
No, I was using them as a no, because this was one of the first times I've heard women speak of catering men, and the men deserved it. Was the point I was trying to make. But then I was comparing it to the women that I know, they cater to men that are not beneficial to them just because they have a man. You see what I'm saying?
Right, got it.
That's the point I was trying to get to, that like last night was a different revelation, because it was like I was actually sitting around women who were speaking about men who they say back them up, who run the bath waters for them, who make sure that they're taken care of before the man goes out and does whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? It was just like a a whole different outlook than versus the people that I know that cater to men that don't deserve it, and they don't even think about themselves. They are more concerned about what this man has going on versus what they're worth themselves. And that was the point. So that's what I meant.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
Head coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, yo, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Head and nails, nails the feet, put her in and shoot your three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she love the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. I leave hooping to her, lay it up and knock the jumpers down. Start when the whistle sound. You got to bend it down, all four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slipped and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork, you send your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you got to pass the rock. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench, yelling, put me in the game.
I know you, I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code. My style, I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shouts. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around. Hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
I'm telling you, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the killing my style. I got you like wild, boy. You need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the game code.
I put him in the game. First position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike. Mommy, don't play around. Last innings with positions. Now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit it yet. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came. Mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team. So play by the rules. Scouts hit the game to check me out. You gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting any and everything. When she in it's no losing, never get substituted. Wears number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad. She like, take me out the game,
go. I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game code. 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 Put me in the game. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the game code.
Put me in the game, coach. It's 11:01 in Chesapeake, Virginia. Can
101 in Nebraska. Tonight is Wednesday Hump Day, and tonight we're talking about value.
Chill.
And tonight, let me go back and say that, and thank you for asking me, you know, I'm glad I was the first one who went on about my values. Thank you, thank you, thank you. However, I did forget to say that that value, because I don't see a dollar figure behind value, it is hard for me to say what's valuable and what's not valuable, though I do feel that my family and my friends, I did want to say that, are valuable, though I can't put a dollar figure on them.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yes, I just count on mine, and I always
grandma is $2.75 on Thursdays. Mama Rosa is $3.93 on Saturdays. Yeah, I know, baby.
That's too funny. Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Area code 757. Last four digits 2455. Hey, thanks for hanging out there with us. Welcome to TMI Radio Live. How did you define value? What do you value most?
What's going on, man? I was trying to hear and not be heard tonight. It's Andrew from Ghetto Gov. What's going on, everybody?
Hey,
what's cracking, man?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey,
how are
thanks
you?
For riding.
Hey, yeah. No problem, no problem. Like I said, I was trying to bite my tongue on this one, but I had to go ahead and get in the queue.
Get it in, man. Get it in.
No, I mean, all values, all morals, all values are overly influenced by media today.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many people.
Absolutely.
It's the media that influences everything in our life, every fucking thing in our life. It's the media that's influencing this stuff, and there's too many people that don't even realize it.
Right.
I mean, if you take a look, we do radio. We understand the concept that we want to be successful. We have to have a certain number of listeners, and hopefully we can get advertising. So
everybody
gets that concept, but whether it be magazine, news, whatever, anything, newspapers, good news, unfortunately, doesn't sell. It's bad news that sells, and it's
fictionalized
news that sells. And then if you go one step deeper, you go into movies, you go into TV, you go into music. Take the rap game itself. The rap game used to say something. You listen to it now, and it's just a diversion. They showing you what they got, and you ain't got. That's all the rap game is today.
Right.
It's just the media, man. There's too many people letting the media define their morals and values for them.
I'm sorry.
Go right ahead. Oh, well, what actually I was going to say is, yes, I agree with you saying that the media has a lot to do with it, but I want to say this, that if you go back to, the media has always had something to do with it, because that's where the family, almost like the family poster came from, you know, from the Waltons to what was it, My Three Sons, and, you know, if you go back to the shows then, families attempted to emulate these shows. That the mother was supposed to be this smiling woman with an apron on and a pretty dress and pearls. And, you know, the father went out and you know, went to work or whatever. He left the house and came back. Everybody was smiling. You know, that's the way family was supposed to be. And then when your family didn't have
a kitchen. Who had a kitchen that looked like James Evans' kitchen?
I did. Marshall Manor, baby.
And then we move up. And then,
yes, we did.
Then living room starting to look like the Jeffersons.
What? I'm trying to told you. Okay, but the whole thing, and like, you know, I even asked my brother that tonight. I said, where did we come from? Then when you live in the projects, he said, yeah. I said, okay, now, but is that good for your? I said, now we could take our kids out there right now to see people we may know, but will we move back out there? No. No, we wouldn't. Not because we're better than that or whatever, but we already came from there. We've already stepped up and stepped out and left that environment. And refused. I know the hell I refuse to go back.
But isn't that really like the association, breeding,
yes,
assimilation?
Assimilation.
Andrew, what do you think about that concept, association and assimilation?
I mean, it's like, let me go back to the example you just used, and by no means am I saying would anybody really want to go back to that, but the media as a whole they, the stuff that they're putting out, they know you're not going to attain. It, to me, it's just a diversion of what's going on, what's really going on. It's keeping society dumb. It's a dummy down society that we're living in. I mean, you don't see shows like that on anymore because everything's evolved to where it's at now. You're not ever going to see shows like The Waltons or any of them shows like that anymore because that's not where the media's taking us.
Right.
But we don't have those kind of families anymore. They still out there,
that's
but they're like
too.
Quakers.
Yes,
but
at the same time,
the
our lives have changed.
That's
right.
Why I say the media, not just a TV show. The media, if you take all the media and put it together, that's the biggest single influence on everybody's life.
Right. You're very right, because even on ours, because I know I my segment, you know, relies solely on the media and what people are doing. Now, the one thing is that I know I don't try to spread gossip on the show. You know, I try to get something we try to be, you know, that's what the point of our show is. We try to enlighten and help people step outside of their own box. You know, that's why we're in place. That's why your show is in place, you know. That's why we're here, to make a difference.
Exactly.
To show people you know, there's other avenues.
Hey, Andrew, go ahead and tell us where we can check you out every week, you and the Ghetto Government crew.
Ghetto Government Operation Takeover.
Ma'am, me and Frank Nitti, we are on Thursday through Monday, 8 to 10 p.m., blogtalkradio.ghettogovt, or just Google Ghetto Government Radio.
Operation Takeover.
No.
Thank you, Andrew.
Check
it out.
Hey, y'all take care, all right?
All right, folks, talk to you.
If you just tuned into the show, it's Wednesday, Hump Day, January 5th, 2011. Happy New Year to you. It's premiere week. We're back. Hope you enjoyed the best of. Won't you do us a favor? Get familiar to logging on to www.hackmedia.com. www.hackmedia.com. Yo, we just pulled together a little jump off to where we're going to be promoting a new magazine called NTOU Magazine. NTOU. Because we are so into you. It's a very positive magazine. I'm trying to finesse a few things. We're expanding it into Tampa, Florida. They've just expanded into Atlanta out of Jacksonville, Florida. 10,000 in circulation right now. The goal is to have about 100,000 in circulation by the end of the year. The new year have already started to bring some things. Hey, you got to get rid of the clutter in your life. Get rid of the garbage in your life. Get ready for the new things that this new year has to bring. Jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Coming up in moments, international, national entertainment news. Later in the show, we have health and wellness. T.M. Hyman Radio Live is the show. The song is by Wayne Brady. We'll be right back.
Keep saying we should be more social, 'cause we keep to ourselves most of the time. They just don't understand what we got going on, 'cause a love like this is so hard to find. Don't wanna live by no one else's designs, though every day ain't glamour, to me it's just fine. Perfect the way that we are. Ooh, nothing ordinary about the way I feel. Nothing extraordinary, this is real. Don't need to reach for the stars. Happy and longer than our beautiful ordinary life. I love my beautiful ordinary life. special plans. Don't need no reservation, 'cause my favorite place is right here with you. Don't wanna live my life any other way, 'cause baby, it's a simple thing that can't be replaced. Unperfect the way that we
Now, I'll say this, that the Democrats, they still control the Senate, though.
So we still have, you know, for those of us who are Democrats, we still have the Senate, but the majority leader changed for us as well, and we now have Harry Reid, and the Republicans have House Speaker John Boehner, who actually replaces Nancy Pelosi as the House Speaker. And the Republicans say that their first thing is to they want to cut spending and reduce the government's reach, whereas the Democrats are saying, you know, they want to help middle class and boost the economy and education. So regardless, I hope that both sides come to, you know, to an agreement and keep the people in mind that are going to be affected by this.
Right.
Now on to entertainment news. I want to say Michael Jackson's doctor, who is still he's going through a preliminary hearing. In his trial, the bodyguard for Michael Jackson actually testified to say that he was, you know, directed by the doctor to hide, you know, medications and intravenous bags and so forth. So they're pretty much going to see from here if the doctor is still going to be charged with involuntary manslaughter. So hopefully they get that closed up and the family gets some closure, and, you know, we get to move on from that and let Michael rest in peace. This is still in entertainment news. Russell Simmons, he's coming out with a new book called Super Rich, and I for one want to get that. And actually, it was released yesterday. And the new book, like I said, is called Super Rich, and it's A Guide to Having It All. And now the readers of his first book, Russell says, is who motivated him to write this second book. His first book was called Do You, and that was written back in 2007, and actually got to the New York Times bestseller list. So I'm quite sure this is going to be just as good or better than the first book. But, you know, we need to buy from our black authors. We really do, especially Russell Simmons. I think he's on the Forbes list. I think we can follow him. He does know something a little bit. Last but not least, I want to did you guys hear about what happened in Arkansas? Well, not Arkansas, but about it wasn't Arkansas, but it was about 40 miles outside of Little Rock, where the 4,000 to 5,000 blackbirds just kind of fell from the sky. They just rained down, fell from the sky. And now what's being said is that between strong storms and fireworks, that the birds endured like trauma and massive stress, and also physical damage, which caused these, you know, the birds to fall out of the sky, but they only fell within a 1 mile radius. And then there were also fish that died, and that spanned a 20 mile radius. So they're just throwing like there's like a conundrum of reasoning between, you know, was it weather related or was it because of New Year's Eve, you know, fireworks. I don't know, that's kind of strange, though. It sounds apocalyptic to me. But, you know, I don't know. Did you even hear about that, though?
Yeah, I did. I heard a story about the birds. I mean, the fish or the duck, I thought it was. Something in the water.
That was affected. Right. Well, it was birds and fish.
To the birds.
It was birds and fish that were affected. And again, this was in Arkansas. Like I said, I think it sounds very apocalyptic and scary, to say the least. And you know what? I think that's all I have for you guys. Yeah, that's all I have for you guys for today. But thank you for listening and loving me. I love you guys. Peace.
CeeLo live from Chesapeake.
Virginia Beach.
Had to say Virginia Beach.
Girl, I know you're scared of love, but you never had a love like this. I know you've been perfect.
at it, but girl, I can't leave you alone. I know that you've been dealing with these clowns that ain't treating you right. I'm the type of guy that don't make promises. I wanna be the love of your life.
Donnell Jones here on CM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this evening. And we've heard a little bit from everyone about, you know, what they actually value and how they define value here on the show this evening. I mean, it's New Year, 2011. I guess everyone has not made so much resolutions, but maybe some conscious decisions about making some positive changes in their life. Have you guys made any decisions or making any types of changes that actually have to do with value or what it is that you, you know, want to value, opposed to, you know, some things that may not be a good thing to value? Any types of changes along, you know, along those lines?
Yeah. I'm getting married in a year and a half.
To who? Do you already have Mr. Wright?
I already got Mr. Wright in mind. I sure do.
Oh, okay. Wow. Parent.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Have you made any changes, or are you trying to make any type of positive changes that will help define, you know, what you value in your life? I know that I decided to try to make some changes as far as, you know, my spiritual growth, my personal growth, you know, as far as my relationships, the people that I'm close to. Have you made any conscious decisions, you know, along those lines?
Definitely. Well, I think for me it's like organization. Sometimes. Well, I mean, to be honest, up to maybe like 2 years ago, maybe really like a year ago, like honestly, you know, I've always lived to have options. You know, options are good, you know. But at some point, you know, you have to kind of narrow it down, you know, and not have it all over the place. So for me, it's more so about consolidating, not having so many options. You know, it's okay to, you know, to live smart, but you also got to kind of bring it all together, you know, not hoard, if you will, because we don't want to be greedy, you know,
right.
And we just want to be smart, make better decisions. And for me, organize. I got a lot that I just need to pull together, and some things I need to let go and throw out, you know.
Right.
Which is a good thing, because for me, it's about what that gives me an opportunity to share and to help,
mm-hmm.
you know, out of what's really an abundance. That's how I look at that. So, you know, thank you, God, for that. But organization, to answer your question, my friend. Folks, if you just logged in and you are listening via 917-889-3926, thanks for supporting this program. We do it for you. As you see, we done stepped our game up. If you have information, music, product, services you'd like to promote, we'd like to help you. Hit us up, 917-889-3926, and we'll help you out. We're talking about values tonight specifically. You can email us, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook, TM Hyman Radio Live. We are on Twitter, TM Hyman Radio, at TM Hyman Radio. What do you value most? Is it a body part? Your weave? Your toupee?
Not your weave.
Money
your
in the bank?
Parents.
Your cars? Your clothes? You know, do you value that job more than you value your wife? Do you value the pastor more than you value your spouse? Get it together.
Mm. Oh, my.
Where is your value system? Help us out. We aren't being judgmental. We are stimulating thought tonight. How do you define value and how do you measure it? Thank you for the comments. We have Andrew, Ghetto Government Radio, my man Frank Nitti. Big up. Check him out every week, Blog Talk Radio. Sonia, and thank you to the crew that checks in each and every Sunday at 7 p.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m., right here. Hey, log on, www.hackmedia.com, www.hackmedia.com. You can check out TM Hyman Radio Live. Follow us. See the shows that are coming up. You'll soon you'll be able to follow CeeLo live from Charlotte, Toya live from Delaware, Dee Dee live from Chesapeake each and every week as they keep you updated on the various segments and things that's going on to keep us on point. 917-889-3926 is the number. CeeLo.
Yeah. Yes.
Values. Are you surrounded by people who understand what the value system is about and is upholding it? Are you surrounded by?
Am I surrounded by? You know what? In one part of my life, yes, I am. In another part of my life, I am attempting to help people see the value in themselves first and foremost.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm trying to.
Are you surrounded?
I was just gonna say, I'm not totally surrounded, but I am attempting to make that possible, make that happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Dee, are you surrounded by positive people who understand the value system and who are upholding it?
You know what? I must say, yeah. I can say that has been my prayer. And God has answered that prayer to put positive people in my circle to continue to keep them there because I know that's what I need in order to succeed. So, you know, my circle is definitely different now in my 30s than it was in my 20s, definitely. Positive, right.
Good.
Now, yeah.
Good. Let's pause for the cause. Anytime Washington, D.C., steps in the building, we got to let them come to the mic. Give it up for our resident, we'll call him a co-host, our D.C. correspondent, Coop.
Thank you.
You got me over here dying laughing.
Hey, happy New Year to all y'all.
Happy New
happy
Year,
New
brother.
Happy New Year to you, Coop.
Happy Coop.
Hey, Coop.
Yeah.
How do you define value? How do you measure it? A young lady called in earlier said you can't really measure value. So I'll ask you, what do you value most? How do you define value, and what do you value most?
What do I value most? I'd probably say friends and family. That's what I'll say I value most, because people that I really call my friends, they're also my family, so it all goes there together for me. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably what I value most, because to me, I think that should be important to everybody, because everything else is just material. And I mean,
right.
And I know I've been a person that loved material things, but it's the people around you that's supposed to be more important. I mean, I keep a close-knit, small circle, so I don't have a whole lot of a big circle of friends, but I have a big circle of associates, but then I have a small circle of close friends. So that's what I value most.
No doubt. 917-889-3926. We got about 27 minutes left in the show. Tonight's topic, this Wednesday hump day, January 5th, how do you define value? And man, I mean, just the idea, again, that the principal and the vice principal was killed out in Nebraska, that's what was reported, folks. We really have to grab hold to the young people in this country, because you never know what they're thinking. And, like, it's like they're the ones that's snapping. And we got to get a hold of the belief system, or the lack thereof. You know, it's not helping us. It's not helping us at all. 917-889-3926. Angels, comments, questions.
My comment, I want to comment on that. You know what? I know this does not sound compassionate, and please forgive me. I am getting so kids going to school hurting, just period. Just, okay, you say what value. Morals and values start at home. They don't start at school. They don't start at your cipher with your friends. They start at home. Raising,
yeah.
Nurturing, rearing your children starts at home. I understand sometimes things are just beyond your control.
Yeah.
But morals and values that are planted planted into children, good morals and values, you know what I'm saying? I can't foresee things like this happen. I don't care what did your daddy do, what your mama do, that still doesn't mean that they reared you properly, they gave you good morals and values, because they are a community worker, or they're a policeman or a detective or a school or your teacher or something like that. Because I'm a firm believer in it. It begins at home. You go to home, and it begins there. And it's frustrating me that parents are not taking control over something they apparently lost control over, and they're throwing the blame somewhere else as if they, you know, someone else's fault, but their own. And I'm not saying it's their fault per se, but it starts with them. It starts there, and it's just,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where did in the home it go wrong at first to lead up to this young man getting to this place that he had to take out whatever it is he's going through on these people? Why couldn't it have started at home? Why couldn't it have ended at home?
Right. Right.
So,
right.
That's my comment. I'm sorry, off my soapbox.
No, I think you have a valid point there, and I think your frustration is felt by people all over the world, definitely all over the country. You know, folks, violence is, I mean, like this kind of violence is like crazy. It took me back to Columbine. You know, when that whole Columbine massacre jumped off. 917-889-3926. We're just expressing ourselves tonight. The topic tonight, how do you define value? What is valuable or most valuable to you? You know, based on your culture, your belief, your background, experiences, we're going to see things differently. We're not going to all agree. And we are certainly not being judgmental tonight, so we don't want to be perceived as such. But when it comes to values, there is a common thread that we have to come to grips with. And all we're trying to do is stimulate that thought. We have about 23 minutes left in the show. It's Wednesday Hump Day, January 5th, 2011. Happy New Year. We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come in. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Won't you log on to the website? It's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
TM Holland Live Talk Radio Show. TM Holland Live Talk Radio Show. TM Holland Live Talk Radio Show.
Oh, it's only you can say
out and save me.
Brianna Moore, Save Me. Team Hammer Radio Live, your hip hop informer. Thanks for riding with us tonight. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, from the Hack Media Studios, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Didi. Give it up for Didi.
Good evening, everybody. And if there's like an echo behind me, I apologize. I'm working. Tonight's health and wellness segment is part two to what was brought to you on Sunday, becoming mentally prepared for 2011. Just getting your mind right in order to bring about solutions to some of those resolutions that are sometimes not good to set for yourself. But some steps toward getting that done. I know one of the biggest things that keeps us from staying mentally prepared and mentally focused is procrastination and laziness. Some of us won't admit it, but us real people will, who are, like myself, procrastinators, and sometimes just plain lazy. What it is, I'm saying, okay. So we're going to, you can develop a strategy to end your frustration and to replace it with a motivational attitude. And I just want to throw out four things that helps add to procrastination and laziness, and what you can do, or suggestions on how to take care of those things or help better those situations. Self-esteem is a common cause for procrastination and laziness. Feeling unworthy or having a fear of rejection or failure are some of the most common reasons why people procrastinate. And by taking steps to improve your self-confidence, you'll end up feeling more motivated to get things done. I know it's easier said than done, but as going forward, if you tune in next Sunday, because Friday is our wrap-up, so next Sunday I'll have further information on self-confidence and self-esteem. So devising a plan. Two of the most common traits which motivate us in different ways are pleasure and pain. Now, if you identify some goals which you would like to accomplish in those areas, you can help decrease some of the pain and enjoy more of the pleasure. Basically saying you can help negate some of the negative consequences that can come out of procrastination and laziness if you, again, focus or set goals to help accomplish more pleasure than that will bring about pain. And procrastination, everybody, please recognize it is a habit. You're not born a procrastinator. You're not born lazy. Okay, just don't think your mama just birth you just a lazy person or a procrastinator. It's definitely a learned trait, definitely a bad habit that can be changed. But first you have to recognize that. And you, by taking on responsibilities of achieving your goals that are both positive, that have both positive and negative consequences, are ways to help recognize procrastination and determining whether or not you're going to achieve them or not definitely overcomes that particular habit. So you have to make up in your mind whether the consequence is negative or positive, that you're going to overcome it and not procrastinate. And last but not least, definitely everybody stay healthy. This is health and wellness, and we definitely promote staying healthy. Laziness is begotten from not being healthy. When your immune system is down, when you're not physically in shape, you feel lazy. You don't want to do nothing. You want to move. So the more you stay healthy, refreshed, energized, key aura, everybody, you will definitely overcome that laziness feeling, everybody. Please tune in on Sunday to find out more towards mental toughness, emotional strength, and how to get rid of this procrastination and laziness for 2011.
Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to
try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. Okay. J1, what's good, nigga?
Scratch.
Oh, yeah. We gonna make something out of nothing. Run with it. BX. It's been a long time coming, 200 miles and running, still running, people doubting me. I'm just making something out of nothing, Reality is haters never wanna see you stunting, I'm so proud of me. I'm just making something out of nothing, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? I'm just making something out of nothing, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing? Okay. What you doing? I'm just making something out of nothing. From the bottom, getting closer to the top. From the struggle to the hustle, now just look at what I got. What I got? I ain't have it all, but now I got a lot. Came from no positive center, now I'm shitting on the block. Self-made. Cause when you take a favor from a hater, you won't hear about it now. You won't hear about it later. So the only thing that you could do for me is buy my music for me. Rags to riches, big money, bad bitches, always keep it realer. Watch city go get it, thuggin' like I'm fine. Rather take before I owe a nigga. Keep it moving instead of keep on assuming. Finish doing what you're doing, ain't your business what I'm doing. What I'm doing. It's like the more we eat, the more we beef. So I'm always in that drama, every day I have a feast. I make something out of nothing, and I did it in a beat. Go ahead, trick me in my click, gon' get this day, and I'm in the long time coming. 200 miles and running, still running, people doubting me. I'm just making something out of nothing, Reality is haters never wanna see you stuntin', I'm so proud of me. I'm just making something out of nothing. What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? I'm just making something out of nothing. What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? I'm just making something out of nothing. Since 8, they ain't happen for a reason. I don't question or succeed myself, who I believe in. So as long as I'm breathing, I'ma keep eating. I will always let it block, and I will always hate the precinct. I'm G'd up, that's what you ought to know. I practice patience, but I can't wait to say that I told you so. It's my time, Audemars. Every day I'm hustling, grinding like it's no tomorrow. What you doing? What you doing? Causing disasters, only scrappers be moving how I'm moving. Keep your feet on the ground, watch who you keep around. Some people do shit from the heart when others do it till it's down. I don't fuck with too busy praying to Christ, will I make it to heaven? Still living a hell of a life. I know two wrongs don't make a right. It's been wrong for so long, so I had to make it right. I was at it all night. Long time coming, 200 miles and running, still running. People doubting me. I'm just making something out of nothing. Reality is haters never wanna see you stunting. I'm so proud of me. I'm just making something out of nothing. What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? I'm just making something out of nothing. What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? I'm just making something out of nothing. Living fabulous, feeling like I'm back. It was rough in the beginning, so I learned a lot from that. I was born in the ghetto, damn right, I'm proud of that. They would never understand, I know everything they lack. What they saying about these dues I'm paying, all these major moves I'm making. If you never ate a syrup sandwich, then there's no relating. Feel sorry for yourself, don't feel sorry for me. We the same, I just got a testimony. I ain't shook, I gave them reason to look. It ain't my fault, they judge the story by the cover of the book. I'm a man, so I'ma make the money, it ain't making me. Don't do nothing but pray for me. My hood, they got their faith in me, and I'ma do anything I wanna do. I'm comfortable, flying spur. I just brought Duncan, dude. Crazy for that money, you could call it fundamentals. Understand, I got a plan, and I ain't talking about no long time coming. 200 miles and running, still running, people down. Me. I'm just making something out of nothing. Reality is haters never wanna see you stunting. I'm so proud of me. I'm just making something out of nothing. What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? I'm just making something out of nothing. What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? I'm just making something out of nothing.
with Main Strap, if you know what it is. You rocking with TM Hyman Radio Live. It's your girl CeeLo. I'm chilling here in VA. It's 11:51 p.m. here in Virginia. It's 6:52 a.m. in Athens, Greece. And we've been talking about value. You know, where are we placing our values and where do they need to be placed? And we're here to empower you, help you figure that out if you don't know what it is. And I would like to say that I think that the feedback that we've had this evening is awesome because it gives different perspectives. And our different perspectives definitely, you know, represent, you know, a nice portion of the world because it's, you know, people out here who think like us or the lack thereof. And
that's right.
I think that if we keep – and like you like to say as well, Terrence, if we keep God first and we figure out what we are worth to ourselves first, and then because we can't give you – we give ourselves away too much and don't know how much we're worth. And it's not about the monetary value. It's the principles behind it. It's the principles that we build ourselves on, you know, to make our whole person. Well, you know, sometimes we have to, we need that push or that nudge, or we might need that extra, you know, that hug or pat on the back that, you know, I can see the change in you, or I can help you make this change if this is what you want to do. You know, it's
and
about acknowledgement. Yeah.
That's the answer right there is we wind this show down tonight, folks. You know, the question, you know, where should we place, you know, true value in order to benefit long-term? Where should we really place it? First of all, you have to understand what it really is. What is true value? Again, relative worth, merit, importance, that's what we talked about before. I'll put two other words out there that you may not think of when you think of value, but they're very real, and they are absolutely, I think, both words are aligned with value. Utility.
Right.
And desirability. What is desirability? The root word is desire. Desirable. Are you? Your value, to many people, they understand the desirability aspect of their value. Now, it's the end of the show, so I'm going to take it back to the beginning of the show, when you talk about desirable things that we place value on.
Right.
A lot of women place value on things that are desired by men.
Men do it too,
you know,
though.
But at some point, absolutely. Absolutely. But at some point, folks, the body parts, we got to put them in check, because what we've done is we've put our body parts at the forefront, and our kids have seen it in the midst. And now all they want to do is keep their body parts exposed to stay desirable so they can put value on it to get what they want. That's not the kind of value system that we want to continue to perpetuate.
Right, right. But see, that's the thing, though. Like Didi said, it starts at home. They don't teach you. That's why the schools have that uniform, you know, thing. And a lot of parents don't even want to be compliant with that. They're not keeping in mind that, you know, these children, you know, they are very impressionable. And I see these 13-year-olds dressing like their mothers do when they're going to the club. But they're wearing that to school or to walk up the street, and they think it's cute.
Cool.
So
your daughter wear uniform? Oh, you said, yeah, exactly. I think sometimes it's very alluring to somebody to – that doesn't make it right, though. Cool.
Yeah, no, by no means.
Yeah, no, my daughter, her school, they don't have to wear uniforms, but her school is handled way different than the schools of some of my, like, cousins that go to. They have, like, father-daughter night where the father's supposed to come up there and be with the kids and stuff and everything, and – they have a lot of other activities where they try to bring their parents in and get them involved, and that plays a major effect. So that right there with them, I think that makes up for them having to wear uniforms. But the whole values thing, like I was talking about, the whole values thing, is it goes with all that, with, like, ethics and everything. It's like when I was coming up, and I know it's probably same for some of y'all. You had ethics. You could see people in the neighborhood. You could see the bum in the neighborhood that would see somebody doing something wrong and would correct it. And now in the neighborhood,
right.
It's none of that.
Right. It's mind your business.
Yes, it's mind your business. And it was like with the whole, it was like in the neighborhoods we took care of our own. We didn't run out and tell and say, okay, I'm going to tell the police this, I'm going to tell the police that or whatever. But at the same time, we policed ourselves in our neighborhoods. And now it's like, nobody's policing the neighborhood. It was like even like the criminals was even policing the neighborhood. Like that scene in Malcolm X movie where, remember when Malcolm X goes to the police station and he got all the people outside and everything, and the police are like, how can that one man have all that power and everything?
Right.
That was done by a guy named Jazz that was a Harlem street legend. But at the same time, he loved his neighborhood and he wanted to make sure it was order in his neighborhood, and he respected people like Malcolm X that was doing something positive. And we don't have that anymore.
And we are missing it. Folks, we're going to say good night. I'm going to say, Coop, we appreciate you. Everybody who's called in tonight, thank you for your feedback tonight. Angels, we're back with the Cypher Friday night, 10 p.m. Good night. Much love. You got it, ladies.
Peace.
Good night.
You are.
Okay. CM Hum Radio Live.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk.